Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Janet Entine. Not Alan. Alan is my guest, Alan Foley, who is the Business Development Specialist for District Council 9 of the AFL-CIO. And really, we're just having a general conversation, but it's enlightening. And unfortunately, that's what takes. Education is what people need. We're talking about Project Independence. You know, we have 12,000 members in the town of North Hempstead, but there's 50,000 plus people over the age of 60. Wow. Well, where are the other 38,000?
Right.
I mean, people don't pay attention, and there's benefits to this. We have a veterans program. We have a couple of veterans programs going on in the town. But, you know, again, the word gets out there, but people don't pay attention, and that's the issue. And then you wake up one day when it's, you know, you, Alan, fortunately woke up at an early age.
Right.
Some people are 40, 45, and 50. I said, I could have done that. I should have done that. Right. Now, it's never the wrong time to do the right thing, but from a union perspective, I doubt they want a union guy at the age of 50. At that point, it's a little over the hill.
Yeah.
You have a program, Helmets to Hard Hats.
Yeah. That's, to put it simply, that's all of the building trades, not just District Council.
Okay,
9.
Okay.
And, veterans, fast tracks veterans into getting into the trades.
Okay. So like you were a 4-year internship, apprenticeship.
Apprenticeship. Right.
So a veteran may be a 2?
No, they do the full 4 years, but they don't, they're in. They don't wait online like I did.
Oh, okay, and, okay,
know,
okay.
Basically, the Department of Labor regulates it. There's probably X amount a year.
Okay, fine. I thought it was because of their service they cut their apprenticeship down.
No, it's just pretty
they
much
still
fast
have to,
tracks.
So they're going to be equally as qualified.
Right.
They're just going to have a quicker option to get in. They'll
be
called first.
Yes.
Which makes sense because they're a vet and they've already, you know, potentially could have sacrificed their life for our country. So,
And we also do a lot of community days of action, we call it, where we pick charities and do them. We've built homes for veterans all around Long Island.
Oh, really?
And upstate, probably. And other charities as well, but being that we're on the veterans, we've countless homes at this point.
And that's DC9 does this or the AFL?
Well, here in New York, it's DC9, but
okay.
It is across the country under the IUPAT.
Okay.
Which,
That's another thing. Like, see, there's so much good stuff that gets done that nobody knows about it.
Yeah. Just 2 weeks ago, we painted the headquarters for the AHRC in Plainview, that office. We had almost 50 guys come out on a Saturday, paint 12,000 square foot of walls in a couple hours.
Now, I may have missed it. Was it in Newsday? No.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
But somebody who attacked somebody or called her some name, that's in Newsday. But here you got all these guys coming out.
Yeah.
And that's what kills me with these things. I mean, that's a community service that you would turn around and say, look what these guys gave up their time. You didn't get paid.
No.
You got together. You gave up a day in your life.
Right. We get the materials donated from either our training center or some contractors, a mix of the two. And and then we donate the time.
Yeah, and that's huge.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of, you know, that's my own pet peeve, you know.
Even the Labor Day parade, there's no coverage. You got thousands of people in the streets, and I've never seen it on TV. it's.
You're right, though.
Even these teachers, there's not much coverage. The West Virginia teachers in Oklahoma.
No, I just honestly, in passing, I saw something in the last couple of days
on
one.
A headline, but
it's not an article.
And that's not by accident. You know, that's coordinated. They don't want people to realize solidarity works. You know,
right, that's true.
These corporations that own the media.
Well, the information and the information is very damaging.
Right.
Because living, for example, in New York, you're not aware of what people make in Arizona or West Virginia. And when you see some of those figures and that some of these people are making, you know, you understand only too well why they're working 3 and 4 jobs to make ends meet.
Viviana Russell was on just before you, and she was talking about the importance of sticking together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the shame of it. I mean,
right.
But it's only once in 25 different topics does everybody meld on the same concept. Here, though, this really is a national concern, technically.
Absolutely.
And I see it because I see people who are like, what are you getting paid? It's like, oh, my God. You know, it's such a disgrace. Whereas, you know, and then you have these one percenters. You know, I'm not knocking that. You made your 1%.
Sure.
You're entitled to it. I don't care how many billions you have. But at one point, and I've said this before, some of these people who some restaurateurs I know, not, I don't know them personally, but, you know, didn't give the money to the 401ks for a couple of years, that kind of thing. But, so, and you're not going to quit
right.
because you need the money.
Yeah.
But you weren't getting any of the benefits. I mean, it's really, they have these people. And one of them that came forth finally was a woman with two kids, but she was petrified because she was going to lose her job. But then at one point, she's like, she wasn't getting the tips. And the fine to the boss and his partners was over $5 million because it wow. was years they weren't giving the employees the money they were entitled to. And if you can, that was proved. I mean, they went to court right. with it. And that's the disgrace. You have a woman, guess what? She has two kids. The husband may have left. He might have died. I don't know the story.
Sure.
She finally had the nerve to turn around and say, this is a disgrace. I have to stick up for myself.
Unfortunately, nowadays, things like that are just considered a cost of business.
Right.
Hey, if I get caught, I get a fine. All right.
Yeah.
It's very unfortunate.
No, I'm
agreeing
with you there.
Some people think. It's
We go so fast on this show. Is there a place for women in the unions? I have no idea. Is
oh,
unions a male-based organization? Not organization.
No, I couldn't tell you the exact numbers, but I've worked hand-in-hand with plenty of women in as a glazier, and probably even more so in the other trades we represent. But, yeah, there's quite a few women that I went through the apprenticeship program with, and in the years following I've worked with.
Okay, cool. And, because that's important, you know, because in today's society, a woman has the right to do what she wants, too.
Right, absolutely.
And years ago, I'm sure, like when they were building Rockefeller Center, there was very few ladies up on the scaffolds. that's my guess.
We've had to change and adapt with the times,
right,
like
absolutely.
Everyone else. You know, so.
One thing that you would tell me about, which I think, even for seniors listening to this show, it's so impacting because you're a young guy and seniors have grandchildren, but just in life itself, you bought your house at 25.
Yeah, no way that would have happened if not for the career I was fell into. So I have friends who went to college right after high school and owe $100,000, let's say, and now they're calling me, hey, can you get me in the union? You know, I did a semester, then I got in the union.
Okay.
I continued to go at night a few years later to college.
Okay.
I did get my degree, but on my own terms, and
good,
no loans.
Okay.
Paid as I went. And like I said, I got two close friends. One's now a glazier, the other's trying to get in the painters.
Oh, really?
Now after 4 or 5 years of college, they...
Well, you know what happens with college today? And, years ago it was for, it just sounds terrible, for smart people. So whatever, they went to college, you know. And most people graduated high school and went to work. Then it seemed college became the extension of high school.
Yeah.
And it was expected, and that's fine. Except it's $150,000 and $200,000 later. So you went to college, and you still don't know what you want to do. But you own $150,000 in student loans.
I could say, like, my generation, nobody told us there was alternatives. It was you went
right,
to
right.
college. You know, nobody. And now there's you're seeing a shortage of skilled tradesmen because
mm-hmm.
a whole
right,
generation
right, right,
was pushed to college and learned no trade.
Well, actually, I don't think I'm being wrong. Unions, you know, if you go back, say, maybe 20, 25 years ago, you know, it you wanted to go to college. Because I think, honestly, if you said my son was an electrician or this or that, it wasn't the same as my son's in college and he's going to be a salesperson. Mm-hmm. I don't mean it the way it sounds. But in a society, which we're talking about a little bit, it makes much more sense to have a steady income and
right.
a steady pension, because that's the better thing for society.
Absolutely.
Than have somebody who can make, even if you make X number of millions, you're not using it the same way the man on the street
sure,
buys
right.
and sells every day. And no matter even when they've done, going back to 2008 and 2009, I was very much against some of the plans they did. The plans they did to help us out, help the banks, help zillionaires.
Right.
I would have turned around and said, cut everybody's mortgage in half.
Millions of people were thrown
out of
their homes.
You're going to, 100%.
And they were getting their bonuses still up on
right.
Wall Street.
Yeah. And they were scammed. I know somebody who had a mortgage adjustment. I don't know you could do this. And they brought his payment, make it $3,000 down to like $2,100. He was delighted. Okay.
Until
he found out it was a 45-year mortgage he had then.
Wow.
He didn't do, and he had to get a lawyer to get the whole thing. You know, he had to pay the lawyer.
Wow. Yeah.
He didn't read. And so you saw the smaller number. So well, I can afford this now.
Yeah,
they
terrible.
Ate it 15 years on. So when you extrapolate the interest for 15 years, it makes it lower. But now he was going to pay however hundreds
right,
of
yeah.
thousands more. And it's a shame because that's what
sick.
They do.
Right.
But from a union perspective, you know, if people just stop and just look at society and the benefits of society, you know. And then even with the union, here you know, you're not even a glazier anymore. So here you are as you know, a representative.
Right. There's opportunities to grow. Sure. You're not just stuck working with your hands forever. If you want to,
right. If you want to get out,
things, there are options.
Yeah, because it takes even I have coincidentally, because my partner was an electrician, and three people growing up from my grammar school wound up local three. So I have a lot of local three clients.
Right.
It takes its toll too. You know, some of these guys' knees.
Oh, absolutely.
Actually, two of them have already had knee replacements.
Sure.
One guy, I'm just going to say, one guy was the shoulder, and he had the shoulder twice. But, you know, you're out there, it's 20 degrees, you're in a building in Manhattan up and down, and you're bending and squatting and doing all this other business.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a time frame. So even though you're going to be tired, guess what? We have to finish this floor or whatever the rules are before we get to the next. That it's a taxing job, but the benefit. And, actually, he's been on the program, one of them. The benefit is you retire, you have a pension.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
100%. You know, and now we see it, you know. I was with somebody recently who's with the Department of Labor. He's with the Wage and Hours Department. Okay. The biggest abuse today, years ago it was kids not getting paid, okay, and he's been with them for 40 years. The biggest abuse today is seniors.
Sure.
Senior, because they need the money. They have no pension. They're out getting jobs. So you work for me for 3 or 4 days, and I say, you got to work on Saturday. You say, my grandkids are coming over. I say, well, I'm not going to pay you for the week.
And that's criminal.
So what are you going to do? Yeah. So I'm going to work on Saturday. I call my grandkids. I say, I can't make the party. I have to work.
That's
and then
terrible.
You pay me. And those are the complaints, the biggest complaints for labor, for wage at the Department of Labor now is discrimination against seniors.
Wow.
You know, it's too late for those people. But the importance, and I see, I'm a financial advisor, so I see the importance of having a steady income and not being scammed and people get, you know, there's no get rich quick schemes.
No, we're definitely not getting rich. But,
no.
But we're comfortable.
And that's the main thing.
I think that's another false, you know, stigma that the unions have, you know, that we're all overpaid and it's just not true.
I'll show you my bank account.
but no, I'm able to live comfortably, me and my family. And
right.
That's all.
Getting paid commensurate with the jobs getting done. If the building's going up and I'm going to make my money off the building, then you should make money too, and except everybody and whoever you buy the material from. Everybody should get their fair share, so to speak.
Absolutely.
One person shouldn't get screwed so that the other guy gets twice what he should be getting.
Right.
And that's the important work that you're doing, Alan. And just going around to all these places to try to get apprentices.
And to make people aware that there are lots of things that you can do aside from going to college. You can earn
options.
A good living.
Yep.
You have options. And I think, as you alluded to, that's been obscured probably in the last, you know, 15 or 20 years.
Yeah.
But it's very important.
Right.
Absolutely.
And you know what? This job comes with respect also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a benefit to everybody.
Right.
You know? And I told you this is going to be easy. The time is up.
Wow. Wow. Time flies. Right?
It does, honestly. But I think this has been so, you know, enlightening to people.
I hope so.
Because this, you know, I didn't even understand a lot. That's when I asked you to come on. And it was from that, I mean, to be out there doing what you're doing is tremendous. Right. And I appreciate it and I thank you.
I thank you for that. And I love my job. It's very rewarding.
Good. So, that's perfect.
And I hope a couple people learned from this.
I'm sure they will. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.